We talked about the book of Job before. Book of Job talks about the puzzle of suffering. And one of the reasons of suffering is because God wants to make us a demonstration to Satan. Tell him that we honor God, not because we receive benefits only. Therefore, talk about Satan also attacks righteous person, like Jesus, who is sinless person, like Adam, who was sinless when he was first created. And I was trying to give you an analogy concerning a tree. If Adam's family is a tree, a family tree, it was sinless before, right? But Satan attacked. How do you say Satan? Satan attacked this sinless person, right? And he become a sinful person. So this is a bitter tree now. Bitter melon. How is your melon? M-E-L-O-N. So all the seeds, you have trees and all of them, all the seeds from here are all because of attack become sinful men. Man, Jesus cannot come from the seed of Adam, cannot, because Adam already attacked by Satan and he falls. Therefore, Jesus got to build another tree. Cannot be born by any by human like union. So that's another family tree. Sinless too, right? Sinless person. And Satan here come to attack again. Jesus win. Jesus win. Therefore, everybody, all of us right here, we belong to families, to this tree through rebirth. Through rebirth. Therefore, we all touch here. If any one of us over here, Satan will continue to attack us because we are seeing this person. Satan will continue to attack us. If anybody like leave this church, then he is standing over here. They don't actually go back to this tree. So whatever you reap is whatever you sow. If we yield into attraction of Satan, then if we do something wrong, then we will suffer from the consequences. So you are vulnerable. You are vulnerable to Satan's attack too. How did Satan attack us? We talk about Satan was the most diligent workers in the whole world. He will try to find any faults that you can have to devour you. Satan was an agitator. Of course, Satan was a striker. And Satan is in among the believers all the time. Now let's talk about Satan is the striker. Please turn to Job chapter 1. Job chapter 1. From 13 and to 19, can you give me two ways that Satan tried to attack human being? Anybody? Two ways from 13 to 19. Satan used two kinds of ways to attack us. Physical and spiritual, what else? What does he do to take away Job's property? Nature and what? And people. So actually, if you read the note, it's over there. It's nature, 天灾人祸, okay? Nature disasters and human beings are hands from human beings. So when you talk about Bin Laden's attack United States, I don't look at it simply from human beings' point of view, okay? If you read what is the story behind, if you read the internet concerning they write some letters and what Bin Laden says in his letters after the attack. He says that even before the attack, those people, those extremists, they already saw visions. For example, their pilot dressed in football uniform, right? Fighting with the American football team, and they were able to win the battle. And those football team are composed by their pilot. Things like this do occur. And if you maybe I share this with you. When the building falling down, World Trade Center fall down, right? There was a great smoke, right? And in among the great smoke, there was a face of Satan. Do you see that Satan's face? And people are saying that because there was a sign on the bottom of the floor saying that, if you are so mighty, why did you hide yourself? Actually referring to Bin Laden. Bin Laden, if you are so brave, why did you hide yourself, right? At that time, Satan showed his face up, trying to tell us that it's not only Bin Laden. It is the Satan's in among behind these stories. So I don't want to comment the pictures because a minister is not supposed to comment this kind of stuff. But one thing is for sure, anybody in his right mind will never attack innocent citizen. It never occurred. It seldom occurs in the human being history. If people fight with one another, you always fight like warriors. You know, Japan fight with USA. They are like two warriors wrestling together. They were only fight the soldiers. They were seldom. They were do what Bin Laden do to us, something like that. But this is only for your reference. The Bible says that Satan is the enemy of all righteousness. So when a disaster happens, he could use the hands of men. Like in this case, use the hands of what? Shebars, right? And Chalades. God used them to hurt Jobs. So be careful, brothers and sisters. God might use people to hurt you. Maybe your family member. Maybe your schoolmates. Maybe even me. And you may be used by Satan to attack other people too. So every one of us have to be very careful. If we are not aware of, we may become tools for Satan. Secondly, but Satan might use nature disasters to harm us. Nature disasters. For example, over here in verse 16, what does Satan what does it use to attack Job? Lightning, right? Fires came down from heaven, right? What else? Verse 19. What is in verse 19? Wind, whirlwind, right? So it could be nature disasters. Satan was able to use nature disasters. Anybody can tell me that when Moses trying to perform miracles, 10 disasters, does the witches, do you call witches? The soldiers of Pharaoh, were they able to do the same thing? Some of them, right? For example, Moses was able to make the water become blood. Can the soldiers of Pharaoh able to do that? Huh? Water become blood. Yes. So whatever Moses was able to do, the soldiers was able to do. Until which disasters? Flee, right? Because no matter how Satan was able to do, he was not able to create life. He can modify. We can copy life. We can modify life. We can heal life. We can damage life. But only God can create life. Life belongs to God. Satan may be able to damage it. So today, we got to understand that this world is temporarily entrusted into the hands of Satan. So Satan is quite powerful too. Okay, let's turn to page 38. We shall pay attention to Satan's attack too, huh? Some character of Satan's attack, it was a very tricky attack. He challenged God's love challenge God's love. You say that, you know, because you protect Job, therefore Job worship you. Your relationship with Job is business relationship. It's very tricky attacked. And it was very quick attacked. I want to please read chapter 3, verse 25. This is 26. This is what expressed by Job himself. 25, 26. Can someone read for us? Can someone read for us? Chat, would you please read? Job described that when the trouble comes, he was not at ease. He did not have peace. He did not have rest. Three adjectives to describe his disasters. But as a matter of fact, there are three disasters coming in a row. So when you read this verse, you can imagine that, you know, suddenly he loses cow and donkey, and then the sheep and the family member, one after another, very fast. There was a saying, for your reference, sometimes disasters will not come along. Have you ever heard this verse? Disasters sometimes will not come along. Or there's a saying that 屋漏偏逢连夜雨. What does it mean? When you have a hole in the roof, it happened that it's raining that day. A hole in the roof is very bad already, but it happened that the rain comes. So when Satan wants to attack you, usually it won't stop with one event. It will continue going through one event after another. So we can read this example from Job's. So when you are in trouble, you gotta be very careful, be very alert. When a person is in trouble, naturally he will be panic. And for example, right? You don't do good in your math, right? This is trouble already, right? Then you are very mad, so you push the gas to the bottom, right? And then you have a car accident, right? Second disaster, right? Then if you are very angry, right? For example, this person in the car, right? You're very angry. Well, now you fight with people, right? Third disaster comes. You know what I'm going to say? So sometimes disasters come in a row. Now, a lot of time it is Satan in this case, but a lot of time it's yourself too. Satan agitate your heart, give you no peace. Then disasters come one after another. Therefore, be very alert and watchful and pray. When disasters do come to you. Because if the hedge is open, Satan will never he won't be merciful. So the 3.4.3.3, we talk about, it was a very cruel attack. When you attack animals, non-animal left. When you attack even servant, none servant left, only one left, only allow the servant who report left. The all other servants all die. The children all die. So one day, if you are in the hands of Satan, I'm sorry. No mercy at all. Sometimes I'm thinking about Judah's story, right? Judah was attacked by Satan because he did rooms for Satan to attack. Usually we are God's children, We are God's children. The other day, a brother asked me, are we vulnerable, to Satan's attack? If we do not make any mistakes, right, and Satan attacks us, right, it is allowed by God, because God knows that. God knows that we are able to take it. But if you have any rooms open for Satan's, I don't know about it. I'm not sure if God will continue to protect you, because you already leave the hedge of God. You go out the hedge of God. And do you expect God to protect us like that? Sometimes, I don't know. Again, come back to Judas. Judas opened her heart to Satan's. And Satan attacked him too, to the point that he hanged himself in a tree. Satan did not only use him to crucify Jesus on the cross only. See, sometimes I think, this is only my personal thought, you take it as reference. What do you say? If Judah come to realization that he made mistakes, he was able to come to the presence of God under the cross. Do you think Jesus will forgive him? somebody is nodding his head. Do you think Jesus will forgive him? Yes, right? I think so myself. Jesus forgive, have great love. Jesus come, come not to condemn us, but to forgive us when he first come to the world. Huh? But Judas was attacked to a point that he even commit suicide. Now his portion is for sure in hell. Therefore, a lot of people saw visions, saw that Judas was in hell. Attraction will never stop over there. It's cruel attractions, one after another. Yeah, so we can see it. Be very careful. Huh? Just to give you a story concerning peace, do not win out of the hedge rules and commandments of God. Huh? Because indeed, you will see that God's love won't be there anymore. Huh? I read a testimony from an elder Tsai. Huh? Elder Tsai actually is a grandfather of some brothers and sisters over here. This is his testimony. He told us that in the mountain area of Taiwan, right, we have a believers over there, but there was a soldiers in the mountain area. He noticed that, hey, how come you guys say that you true Jesus Church, right? I'm going to fight with you. I'm going to compete with you. I'm going to hurt you to see my God is greater or your God is greater, right? So the soldiers make something, right? They cut a piece of paper, a paper man, and put the China, when they worship idol, right? They use the some hua or some, let's say, red bags inside, right? And wrap it up and throw it into our brother's house, okay? Throw it into our brother's house. And when our brothers, because he warned our brother already, and our brother was very nervous, the soldier talked to our brother, you know, I want to see if your God is greater or my God is greater, right? And when in the early morning, when the brother wake up, noticed the bag in the roof, right? He said, oh, what is this, right? Very nervous. And opened it. Oh, I'm in trouble. This is from that soldier, right? Jesus is going to come to my house, right? But the wife and the pastor told him, don't worry. You go to church all the time. You pray every day. God will protect you, huh? Just don't worry, right? So the brother asks his wife, and pastor, what should we do? They tell him that, rip it up. You know, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, throw it away. Oh, just do it like that, right? So he closed his eyes, huh? In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, throw it away, right? And guess what happened to this peg? This peg happened to fall into the pig den of that soldier's house. Okay? And the following day, suddenly the brother hear a big noise coming from the soldier's house, and because the pigs were fighting one another. The pigs, huh? Was like going crazy, huh? One by the other one by the other one, and try to hurt one another. Huh? And the soldier went in to try to stop the pigs, right? But he himself was bitten by the pigs also. Huh? What does it tell us? It tells us that it's very, to me, it's a true story. It tells us that we will be protected if we are remaining in the Lord. And then he mentioned another story. He mentioned there was a believer who was a gambler, who was very lazy, not honest person, and his job is like catching fishes, right? But one day when he wanted to go fishing, he did not go fishing. He went to gamble, and he lost all the money. But before he went out, his wife told me that, after you come back, you have to buy some vegetable coming back, right? Because we do not have, you know, things to eat at home. And after he lost all the money, what did he do? He think about, well, catching fish is very difficult. There's chicken farms on the road, right? Maybe it's good that, you know, I use the net to catch some chicken, okay? So he did it, and he catch a chicken back home. And he told his wife, wow, this is good. good one. Did you catch any fish? He said, yes, yes, and sell the fish, and I was able to buy the chicken, right? Then later on, the chicken farm's owners noticed, how come, because he did it not only once, twice, and three times, right? How come a chicken is getting less and less? And if it is eaten by a fox, you are able to find some chicken bones or some chicken feather, right? But you cannot find any chicken bones, any chicken feather. So thinking, maybe some people come to steal my chickens, right? So he was hiding and see who is over there. And our brother kept coming. Our brother kept coming to steal the chickens, right? So he was whistling and, you know, very happy. And now he's going to do it another time. He noticed, this is a true Jesus member, a thief, a true Jesus member. When he noticed that, he did not go out and fight, you know, because I guess he's afraid of our brother too. But he talked to his soldiers. Again, this is mountain area, soldiers. What should I do? The soldier tell him, give me your best chicken, the fattest one, like the gongji la. How do you say gongji? Rooster. Give me a rooster. And these soldiers do something about the roosters. Maybe say some words, blah, 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 something like that. I don't know, right? Just talk to roosters and then, you know, make him dizzy or something. Anyway, just do something about the roosters. Then it happened that the next time when our brother come, she cooked these roosters and went back and cooked the rooster and eat, right? But at night time when our brother wake up, he feel like want to, the whole family eat the roosters, right? Big roosters. At night time our brother feel very sick. This thief brother feel very sick, huh? And want to vomit, right? But when he want to vomit, he cannot vomit anything out. His whole family is okay, only him a problem. Okay? And then his wife get up and try to check. Hey, honey, what's going on? And he want to talk to the wife, say, I don't know why, I'm very sick. But when he talk, what did he say? He cannot talk human beings language anymore. He always keep calling, talking, quacka, quacka, how do you say? Quacka, how to rooster. How
do rooster talk? Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Huh?
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Quacka-doodle-doo. He cannot order any human language anymore. When he opens his mouth, it's quacka-doodle-doo. And the pastor comes. Huh? What's going on? What's the matter with you? I heard this from a testimony. And the pastor, you know, checked and noticed that he was not honest person. What did you do? Do you see any? Do you do anything bad? He said, you know, quacka-doodle-doo. Tears start to flow, huh? No, you have to pray. We have to repent. Quacka-doodle-doo. Say hallelujah. Then when he pray, still quacka-doodle-dooing. When he say hallelujah, right? Then of course, later on, a minister asked him to repent. And he was able to regain the power to speak human languages. So, if we go out from the commandment of God, there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee. Anyway, so how do we overcome Satan? Page 38. Actually, page 39. I want to skip 3.4.1 because my time. How did you overcome Satan? Chapter 2. Can someone read verse 9 and 10? Nancy. 2, 9, and 10. Job had very interesting understanding concerning good and adversity. He was saying that, hey wife, honey, why did you want to curse God to his face? If God give us good things, why don't you accept adversity from God too? This is a very very unique understanding, very, very unique understanding. As a matter of fact, brother and sister, if you want to overcome suffering, overcome difficulties, This kind of concept is very important too. We got to know that if we are a good person, whatever comes from God is always good to us. Maybe we feel suffering at this point of time, but eventually God does not mean it bad to us. Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah 29. Verse 11. Okay. So God's plan is not to harm you, not to give you disasters, even though you might have difficulties at this point of time. But God means to give you peace. Oh. Sometimes you compare Bible characters. It's going to be very interesting. You think about David's life. David's life, I would like to use four kinds of states to describe his life. This is my understanding. When he was very young, right, he had a whirlwind victory. Mighty victory when he was little kids, right? But after that whirlwind victory, he had to travel like a cloud from here to there. You know why? This is the beginning. This is a whirlwind victory. It's the beginning of disasters. David did not do anything wrong. It's only a training from God, right? So he traveled from here to there. Saul keep pursuing after his life, like wind, like clouds traveling. And then after this kind of training, right, traveling here and there, when the clouds accumulate, it comes to rain or water. Maybe we should say rain. Rains, like a shower of blessings. Later, he became a king. He was able to give the blessings to the whole country. Lead the country to the greatest time in the history. Merciful rain, like shower of rain. And then, in his old age, he was like a mighty mountain, stable, firm, have a wonderful old age life. Green, firm life. But if you think about this, this is our life cycle. Wind make clouds to move. Clouds produce the rain. And the rain makes mountain green. If there's no wind, cloud won't move. If cloud will not condense, there will be no rain. If there's no rain, the mountain will not be green at all. So we can see our life sometimes is one connect the others. One go after another. It's like if you have difficulties right time, right? And it is not because of your own mistakes, believe it or not. It is from class training. If it is not, if it is a mistake, I won't say it. If it is a mistake, you fall into the curse, not curse. You fall into the condemnation of Job's three friends because they keep proclaiming that suffering is only from sin. So this gives us another perspective to look at suffering. Sometimes we wonder why good people suffered, and we cannot tell when we are in suffering at that moment of time. There was another story talk about even sometimes little angels don't understand it, why God make people suffer. The story goes like this, two angels come to this world to see how is human being doing. And then they went to a poor man's house. This poor man only have one bed, only have a cow. And this poor man was very nice to these two angels, big angels and small angels. They allowed them to sit on the bed and milk the cow. To feed them nicely. and the poor old man just sleep outside. But early in the morning, before the angels let the poor man, the angels lit a fire and burned the house, burned the poor man's house. The great angel did not say anything. He just feel, how come my big brother, big angel, do this kind of thing to this poor, poor old man? And then they went to a rich man's house. The rich man was very stingy, did not show any nice attitude to the two angels, to the two new strangers. They asked them to sleep in their mansion's bed basement. Did not treat them nicely at all. But following day, when the angels trying to leave the house, the big angel noticed that there was a hole on the wall. Then the big angel, you know, help to mend the wall for the rich person. Mend the wall, right? For the rich person. Again, the little angel was very curious. Why did you do this? I don't understand. So when they continue on their journey, little angel start to ask the big angel, why did you do that? I don't understand. Then big angel start to reply, oh, yeah, you don't understand. When we go to the poor old man's house, I notice that his life is very difficult. But you know what? There's a gold of jars hidden under the house. The poor old man never noticed that. That's why I got to burn down the house. Therefore, he need to build another house. Therefore, he got to dig another foundation. When he dig the foundations, he will notice that there's a golden jars hidden in the under the house. Then why did you mend the wall for the rich person? Then you say, oh, it's very simple. Because I also found a golden jar inside the wall. I don't want the rich man to notice that. So this story gave me a great inspiration. Things might happen to you. Bad things might happen to you. But you will never know if it is truly bad or good to you. Only if you pass this event, when you turn your head back, if you keep your integrity like Job's, then when you are old, you are able to tell, yes, everything have God's wonderful hidden in it. You can simply can tell later on. So understanding what is good and what is bad in the Lord is very important. This is how we overcome Satan's. Second point, how Job was able to overcome Satan. Chapter 1, verse 22. Job 1:22. Can we have Jack to read for us? Jack from Vancouver. Jack from Vancouver. Did I say chat? Oh, I'm sorry. My pronunciation now is very bad. Jack. Chapter 1, verse 20 to verse 21 and 22. Amen. Job was able to overcome the suffering or the attack from Satan is that he have clear understanding not only to disasters and good, he have a clear understanding concerning life. Brother and sister, you have a car accident, then you got a new car, then you have a car accident, then you got a new car. This is a cycle, you know. God give and God take away, and God give and God take away. You have a baby, it dies. God give another baby, and you know. It's God give and God take away, and God give and God take away. This is life cycle. It's always like this. Last 3 years ago in Bay Area, God give you money through stocks, and God take it away right now. Right? And God give you more later on, and God might take it away. This, so you can see, life is what? It's always from zero to zero. You think about this. It's from zero to zero. It's a, in this big cycles, it's another small cycles. If you can truly understand this, when difficulties come to you right now, you won't feel too much, you won't feel too sad, because you know that anyway, life is a cycle. If you remain in the Lord all the time, life is a cycle. It's only a test. Once upon a time, I went to a national park, and they talk about sometimes it is good for the fire to destroy the forest. Why it is good, Andrew? What else?
It fertilized
the whole land. It's a very good point, huh? I read other information too. It says that the seed of the pine, redwood, was very hard. It can only be burst out through fire. Right? The seed can only come out through great heat. So even though the forest has been burned away by a great fire, you might feel dismayed, but don't worry, new life will for sure come, because the seed will again fertilize ground, and the seed will burst out, and the new life will come out. So God take away and God will give. God give and God take away. This is something that we got to have when we encounter difficulties, especially when we're attacked by Satan, when you are in job situations. Thirdly, we got to know that if you have a concept, the name of God is always can be praised. The name of God can be praised. You know that everything is from God. No matter what happened, God is always good to you. God means peace to you. God does not mean humble to you. So you can always praise to God. Life become what? Paradise over here. Because the Lord is your dwelling place forever and ever. Your heart is so calm, no matter what has happened. You know that the Lord is the dwelling place with all your life forever and ever. This is recorded in Psalm 91. This is a beautiful verse. Psalm 91. Jeremy, would you please read for us? Jeremy from Dallas, please. Psalm 90, verse 1. You have been our dwelling place through all generations. Oh. If the Lord is your dwelling place, you always have peace. Huh? You always can praise God. This sister just testified to me when I go to San Jose this weekend. Go back to San Jose. She has a very... I don't know how much I can tell you. Okay, I think it's a good thing, so I shall share with you. She has one of her family members is in hospital. Is hospitalized right now. One of the family members even like pray whole night, did not go to bed, just 2-3 days ago, because the family member was in critical conditions. And when she kneeled down in prayer, right, suddenly Holy Spirit lift up his hand, and keep praising God. The Holy Spirit asked him to praise God. In a way, the family member lying down over there, dying over there. And in a way, Holy Spirit lift her hand up, praise God. She said, how come, maybe one of my family members is in critical condition, and Holy Spirit want me to continue praising God. And then, Holy Spirit urged one of the other family member, we need to have faith, something like that, right? So, when you read about the book of Job was able to bow down and praise God. The name of God is worthy for our praise. When you have difficulties really come to you, a lot of time we cannot praise God. But if you really pray like that sister I was talking about, indeed, Holy Spirit will raise up your hand, continue praising Him. Only we come to that kind of understanding. Guess what? No matter what kind of things happen to you, no matter how severe the attraction of Satan is, you are okay, brother. You are okay. This is how Job overcome Satan. But I want to add more stuff to you. 1 Peter chapter 5. Verse 7 to 9. Ted from New Jersey. Resist Satan with what? Resist Satan with what? Verse 9. With what? Faith. The more you are scared of Satan, the more Satan will attack you. When I was in junior high, right, I experienced that Satan is coming over to choke me, right? When I was scaring, I can immediately sense that he came to me immediately. The more you are scared of him, the more he will attack you. Sister Caroline has the children, has troubles right now. 2 days ago, she told me that, I have a feeling whenever I bear testimony, Satan always go back to attack my children. He has that kind of worries, and then it comes. When we want to walk for the Lord, sometimes it occurs. Try to stop you. So, Sister Caroline, don't bear testimony next time. One minister who was gifted in casting out demon, right? He went out to pray for other people. The demon was cast out. But at the same time, Satan go to his house and take advantage of his children. For example, you are the minister's children, right? He bend the children's hand back, make him crying. And the children was able to tell that a big shadows do this to him. So maybe your physical eyes did not see it. But when we try to work for the Lord, Satan will stop us. Even now, you try to be very attentive in NYTS. You try to learn something in NYTS, but if you are not alert, if you are sight attract, your heart is not pure, you might leave rooms for Satan to attack you too. No matter you like it or not, this Satan is temporarily under the control. This world is temporarily under the control of Satan. He tries to devour anyone that he can devour. Because he don't want us to go to heavenly kingdom. He wants more people to go to hell with him. So resist him with faith. How do we have more faith? Through prayer, even faced in prayers. To overcome Satan, the best way is faced in prayers. A lot of workers have these experiences. We cannot cast out demons sometimes. I bear testimony to you already. We are not able to cast out the snakes which camouflage on the sister's head. We are not able to because we are not prepared. The snake was there. The snake at the very beginning was very, very arrogant, trying to attack those who are praying for this sister. But after preparation, what do I mean by preparation? A lot of people were fasting in prayer. Next time, when she come again, Satan have no rooms anymore. Another one, how do we resist Satan? Never ever, the Bible says, do not leave any rooms for Satan's. This is how you resist. This is how you avoid Satan's attack. Never ever leave rooms for Satan. How do I mean by leave any rooms? Please control your heart, control your desire, control your hands, control your mouth, control your deeds. Of course, Satan might attack us, but a lot of time it is us who make him attack us. But sometimes it's not always Satan. It's not always Satan. Brother Court give us a story. He says that there was a sister always fall asleep in the Sabbath service. She always fall asleep in Sabbath service. And every time she was praying to God, God, I'm sorry, it was Satan, right? Satan attacked me, therefore I always fall asleep, right? And one day, sometimes she complained to brother and sister, talking about Satan attack her, so she falls asleep. One day when she talked about it, right, suddenly Satan appeared in among them and pitched on her very hard. You know, this time it is not me, nah. It's not me. It's you yourself. Last night you watched late night movie, and you fall asleep today, and you blame me that you know I make you fall asleep, and this time it's not me, huh? So a lot of time it's ourselves, huh? Not always Satan, huh? Because we leave rooms too. Let's pray in silence.